some people in this world have the gift of, well, the gift of right and wrong. They often fulfill the role of our social conscience. And in a self-centric world, these prophets, well, we really need them. But even the prophets have weaknesses, areas of immaturity that sometimes cause them pain. So the question is, what are they and how can they be overcome? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and it's great to be back with you again. Today we're going to be taking another look at pain from a different perspective. And do stay tuned, because in just a few minutes I'll be telling you about my free daily devotional, Fresh. It's all about helping you draw closer to Jesus to become all that He created you to be. Of the personality types that God talks about through the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 12 in the New Testament, I think the prophet is the one that is most misunderstood. Let's have a listen to those personality types again. They're called motivational giftings, and today I guess we would call them personality types. I'm reading from Romans chapter 12, beginning at verse 6. We each have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Prophecy in proportion to faith, ministry in ministering, the teacher in teaching, the exhorter in exhortation, the giver in generosity, the leader in diligence, the compassionate in cheerfulness. And the prophet is one of those. Over the last few weeks, we've been talking about pain relief for the soul. This idea that we're each prone to some form of weakness or immaturity and in one area of our lives or more, and if we just grow up in that area, we'd stop living over and over and over again through the pain that comes naturally and obviously as a result of this particular immaturity that we're prone to. And this is no different for this personality type of the prophet. So I'm joined again today by my good friend and co-author, Keith Henry. Keith, welcome again to the program.
Hi, Bernie. Good to be here.
It's great to have you. Okay, tell us about this prophet guy, because most of us wouldn't think of ourselves as a prophet, would we? It's kind of a term we don't use that much these days.
Yes, and if you use the name prophet, even prophets don't think of themselves as that. But when you say these are people who know right from wrong, they're black and white, there's no shades of grey. So think of a prophet in the Bible. They announce to people, this is what the way it should be, and do it. If you don't, something's going to happen. So I was with last week a prophet actually having dinner, and she said that she feels, you know, that she's like a shop steward, you know, in the union, because she's the one that if something's wrong, she speaks up about it.
Okay. I guess I think of the people I know, there are a handful of people who just see something wrong and have to speak.
Yes, and most of us don't. Most of us will just let them do it, get over it, move away, whatever.
Sweep it under the carpet.
Yeah, but they're the ones that will speak up, and they're the ones that quite often get in trouble. And the prophet in the Bible, you know, used to get killed.
Often got killed, yeah. Well, yeah. Jesus got killed.
Yes, that's
right. For speaking up. Yeah, okay. So it sounds, Keith, like we need the prophets around, don't we? I mean, in our society, which is very me-centric, it's easy for people to become downtrodden, marginalised, isolated. I guess we need prophets.
We do, because they also make the best managers in an organisation.
Why is that?
Well, they're logical people, right? Mm-hmm. They see the black and white. They have high standards.
Yep.
But they're also like connecting with people.
Okay.
Right? So they actually will take time to show people how it should be done. You know, and they know how it should be done, which is really good. So you've got somebody showing you that.
Okay, well, that's why we need them. That's their upside. But like the rest of us, prophets have a downside.
They do. Well, they can become very negative, and if they become compulsive, you know, it is this way, can only be this way, they become totally obsessed with only one way of doing anything.
It's my way or the highway.
Exactly. And people can't relate to that, so they're not taking other people into account.
Mm.
They're just saying, this is the way it is, you will do it this way, and that's it. So they're very hard to live with then.
Yeah. I mean, black and white is black and white, and some things are black and white, some things are completely right and wrong. But if we see everything in this world either black or white, with no shades of grey, with no nuance, with no cushion and allowance for people, I guess that can be a brutal personality type.
very brutal, and especially if you're relating to a carer or a heart person,
yeah.
It really can destroy them.
It's like a brick wall. You're running into a prophet for a heart person would be like running into a brick wall.
Yes, because they don't have any feelings. They're not having feelings for people. They're dogmatic. This is the way
okay.
it is.
Yeah, prickly.
Very nice.
It's something that comes to mind. Okay, so they have this prickly downside to their personality type. And that's okay. We all have a downside. We've been talking about that over the last couple of weeks. Mm. And tomorrow's interesting because tomorrow's the leader, which is what I am. So be
yes.
careful what you say tomorrow. So they have this downside. What's the upside to their personality? What's the strong? What's their area of maturity?
Well, the mature one has their standards. And they don't expect other people to have the same standards. So they're tolerant of others, but at the same time, they will encourage them to actually come closer to their standards.
Okay.
They will
lift them up to the higher standard.
Yeah, they will lift them up to that standard, and they'll take time to be with them to show them how they can be lifted up to that standard.
Mm.
And the other thing they have to do, because they also can be workaholics because they have standards. I've got to finish what I'm doing now,
yep.
right? So what they have to do is to discipline themselves, which they have high discipline, but discipline themselves to take time out, especially then in relationships.
Yeah.
You know, you can't be disciplined to study or work or whatever you're doing. You've got to be with other people. And they have fun. They really do. They enjoy themselves once they do let themselves go.
Ah, so what's the button the prophet needs to push to move from this state of immaturity, which is black and white, intolerant, almost brutal sometimes, to taking the time to build relationships and enjoy those relationships? How do they get from A to B?
The button they have to push is really seeing the pleasures that are out there and wanting to participate in them. So they actually have to see that. Like an encourager is always into pleasure. They
yep.
want to be there. So if they can see that, okay, I'll stop work at 5 o'clock and
spend some time with my family.
Yeah.
Have some fun with the kids.
Yep, that's it.
Roll around on the carpet and laugh together.
Yeah, and they enjoy it. I mean, they're fun people. They actually come from their will first, but they come from their emotions, which is their connection with people second. Mm-hmm. So a mature one is a wonderful person to be around.
Okay.
Very, very nice. And they can, as I say, they're logical, they know how to do things, they're just very encouraging people.
So the step to maturity, the button they need to push, is making the decision to connect with other people and have some fun.
That's right.
Have some fun if you're a black and white person.
Mm.
And that stops you from being prickly because I guess you start enjoying people and having fun with them and
yeah.
and so you can bring your gift of right and wrong to bear in a whole new way.
You're not judging others. You're
right.
having fun with others.
Okay.
Right? Or encouraging others. They make great encouragers because they know what to do and they can lead people into that way. But then they're connecting with people. They've got to connect with people.
So to exercise influence
yes.
rather than this brutal sense of right and wrong.
Yes.
That's great stuff. Thank you so much for that, Keith.
Pleasure, Bernie.
Is alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you be all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free and I'd love to send it to you. Each day you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope and encouragement from me delivered right to your inbox where you can choose to read, listen or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's word is the power to change and it's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of His Word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. Hey, God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.